Live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to the Todd Herman Show.
Why is the administration doing this? What do you think is the reason behind allowing
it? I think it's ideology. It's all ideological. They think that somehow all these are going to turn into Democrat voters. I think they're really mistaken. At the end, Hispanics actually have more in common with the Republican Party than with the Democrat Party. Why they're doing it, I think you need to ask them. I'm really not in their head.
Today is, in fact, the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. Because of the times and our sense of doing the right thing, we have unique sets of responsibilities. One of them is to call out the fact that the dude who gets to call himself the president of the United States, when he remembers there is a president and there's a country and his name is Joe, he's not possibly running anything. We talked about this first hour. I'm still amazed that this is not... The White House press room is not being besieged by people saying, but we want video of him being a trucker, driving an 18-wheeler. I just think of Joe Biden's head.
My son, dead son, Bo, was a talking car. He was a
writer. A shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist.
They said he was a Camaro, but that's a Chevy product. He was a talking Trans Am, and we solved crime together. After I stopped being a
young
trucker.
Owner on a crusade to champion the cause of the innocent, the helpless, the powerless.
I was young then.
In a world of criminals who operate above the law.
That's back before my dead son, Bo, invented the Marine Corps.
There is a problem when the man who gets to call himself president of the United States believes he used to drive an 18-wheeler. There's equally a problem when the reemergence of the medically useless, in fact, medically harmful, mask diktats, psychologically harmful, harmful to your teeth, harmful to your lungs. Our friend Justin Hart at Rational Ground sent woke masks to a lab. Those woke masks were worn on average for 6 hours by kids. They came back with things like hepatitis in the masks, antibiotic resistant staphylococcus in the masks, cow viruses in the masks, all sorts of things in the masks that are, you know, deadly. Except one thing was not in the masks. SARS-CoV-2. That wasn't in the masks. It's a problem when the entire press corps is not saying, what? Peter Ducey is. And in fact, in their defense, there are actually some reporters now who are saying, what, but want to know why? Because they're sick of wearing the woke masks. That's why we have to wear them. But we got the useless mRNA injections. They make us feel better when we get the virus. They don't give us immunity, but they make us feel better and turn us into super spreaders in some cases, as even the CDC has been forced to admit. But how did we get to this?
For sure. There's an extraordinary amount of evidence now that demonstrates the vaccines are working in the real world, in cohort studies, in...
Okay, so she's sure we could take the woke masks off 60 days ago.
Care facilities in...
Yep. Right. So 60 days ago. Yeah. Take the woke masks off. Yeah, we're sure. Don't. No, we're not sure anymore. We're not sure much anymore. Oh, my goodness. You guys, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait just a second here. Let me open my energy drink. I won't say the name of it because I'm not endorsing the product. In fact, I probably shouldn't slurp it right now. Just let's just consider something now. This is the state of play in the greatest country on earth. We have a guy who gets to call himself POTUS.
Oh, back when I was a monkey. Well, but by which I mean a primate. A chimpanzee. My dead son, Bo, was a trucker. And I used to sit next to him. He'd call me the bear. And we drove around the country solving crime. Wait a minute. No. Wait, I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to get in such trouble. No, I was the trucker. And my dead son, Bo, was a muskrat. I mean, a monkey, but a primate. They're not really monkeys.
That's a man with dementia. A man, we're told, doesn't have dementia. Well, look, wearing a mask in the middle of a pandemic might make people feel better, but it really is giving them a false sense of security. It really doesn't provide the protection people think it does. It might do some harm. Wearing a mask is the only way to save people. It's the only... Look, the vaccines are not just safe and effective. They're the only way forward. Well, we never said that the vaccines were safe. Well, we said safe and effective, but we never said that they provided immunity. We said, you know, that we never said that they were a golden ticket like Willy Wonka. I hated that kid. To Deborah Walensky, real live quote 60 days ago. Huh. Think of where we're at. 60 days ago, the woman who's now saying vaccine passports, which you can read to be compliance documents, a compliance app, a good dog app. Good dog, America. Good dog. Do what we say. Sit, roll over. 60 days ago, Rachel Maddow asked her, are you sure we can take off the woke mask? Because Rachel Maddow was saying, I'm afraid I don't know how to walk around without a mask anymore. I'd feel naked. Are you sure?
We're sure. There's an extraordinary amount of evidence now that demonstrates the vaccines are working in the real world.
Wait a minute. We're at a point where we can't tell the difference between malfeasance, the World Health Organization erasing the existence of our immune system, the World Health Organization attempting to erase from web history, thank goodness for archive.org, when the World Health Organization said, run the PCR tests at 46 cycles. We need to make it look like this virus is everywhere. We need to make it look like the flu is the virus. We need to make it look like a cold you recovered from 12 years ago is an active virus in your body. Run it at 46 cycles. Now you have them. We must erase the evidence that we defrauded the world with a junk PCR test. Take that down. And tell the...
46 cycles? I said 4.6. What are you, a truck-driving monkey? Primate. I said 4.6 cycles.
Well, we tried 4.6, but we weren't getting quite the push-through. We weren't shifting enough pharmaceutical units. We can't tell the difference between someone who is sadly demented and someone who's demented in an evil sense. We can't. Wow. Whew. Take a stance of resistance. Consult fact. Sorry. It's like the Hunger Games. My name is Katniss Everdeen. I was from District whatever, 11. Our name is The Todd Herman Show. The human immune system exists. People only hide evidence when they're trying to hide something. Maybe Jason Rantz can help us unpack this. We're pulling him away from Fox News for a little while, 10 minutes. I think he said 9.5 because he's got a thing with Fox News. Jason joins us exclusively next on The Todd Herman Show.
Shining a spotlight on the news you won't hear anywhere else.
Jason Rantz.
This story, it's not going to be on CNN. It's not going to be on MSNBC.
The Rantz Report on the Todd Herman Show.
May not be perfect, but it's still the best government we have. For now.
My goodness gracious. Look who we have here, hopefully. Jason Rantz. Jason, are you with us this morning?
I am here. Good morning.
Good morning. Jason, you spent, how long before you got into radio, you drove an 18-wheeler for, was it 6 years?
Seven. Yeah, it was seven. I was a road warrior.
Yes. Did you have a monkey, primate sidekick? You're the sidekick.
I did have a his name was D'Artagnan. He was adorable. I left him, though, at a rest stop in Tacoma this one time, and he's never been seen from again.
He's probably running things now in parts of Tacoma, an elected office. Jason Rantz joins us from Fox News. Well, not from. He's from KTTH, but it seems like he's from Fox News. Okay, let's just go through a couple things. Number one, apparently, there's this guy, Jimmy Mata. You know that I made my home in Seattle for years, mm-hmm. in South Seattle, Normandy Park, Des Moines, Burien area. And this guy, Jimmy Mata, who gets to call himself the mayor, who likes to say he was assaulted when really what happened is a guy who was apparently drunk grabbed him by the arm. Now he's saying that he has proof that the white supremacists are at him again, Jason. It's all in the signs. Jimmy Mata apparently has video of people going to the white supremacist store and buying lightning bolts. Can you help us figure this out?
I can. Everything he claims is completely false. Everything he claims as it relates to a white supremacy attack is completely false. So some lawn signs went up in the area. He's running for re-election. And on the signs, it includes his name and three other candidates. They're all very, very far to the left. And it says, vote against these folks. It says they don't want Seattle politics in Burien. It has a fist in the air in solidarity. And as you mentioned, it includes lightning bolts. Now, Jimmy Mata claims that this was a white supremacy hate crime attack. He said it in a press release about a day and a half before he actually called the police about the so-called hate crime. And he claimed that these were SS bolt Nazi imagery, except it's not even a little bit. There, first of all, it's funny because when I talk to him, he goes, you know, when people of color see these lightning bolts, they know what it's about. To which I said, well, when a Jew sees these lightning bolts, he too might know what it's about. SS bolts are two next to each other. It's in the name. They're called bolts. They are thick. They are short. And they are not pointy. They're usually black. Sometimes they're white. The lightning bolts on this actual flyer are singular. There are four of them. And they're used as arrows to point to the people that whomever posted these signs believe are communists. Now, why do I say communist specifically? Well, number one, I can look at the actual sign and get the context. Number two, I found the source of all of the art that was on this lawn sign. It's all from a Indonesian graphic designer from Shutterstock. And the imagery, the sign, is found under the category, wait for it, communist. The fist is a solidarity symbol for communism. He is very clearly being called a communist or a fringe Seattle council member, and that's what this is about. He can say that it's unfair. He can say that he's not a fringe Democrat Party member. That's certainly reasonable. We can have that debate. He's lying, but I mean, we can have that debate. What this is very clearly not is a white supremacy hate crime attack. That is an abject lie.
People who have not seen the train wreck of the party running things cannot relate to this guy gained office by saying white supremacists are destroying Burien. This was at a time when actual gangs, and we know them to be Honduran and Hispanic, and that's not a racial statement, that's a sociological statement, were murdering kids on the street corner that took 3 years to solve. This is the same city council that and over which Amada sits, that the day after Burien restaurants were allowed to open, they said, let's bring in the food trucks. And the restaurant owners are going, what? We're just getting to reopen. All right. Now, I wanted to shift gears. And as our friend's mutual friend, John Curley, would say in radio, Jason, now we will shift the tone and tenor of the conversation to make it a bit more serious. And I will first of all ask you if you're okay. I know your asthma has been acting up.
It has been acting up. I'm getting increasingly annoyed with COVID policies that don't make sense. I'm all in on stuff that seems reasonable. I'm all in on things that seem safe and fair and based in science and data. However, I have been suffering from pretty significant asthma issues. I wanted to go see my doctor after a month of it just not going away with some of the treatment. I was told, despite barely being able to catch a full breath, that I would have to wait 6 days to see the doctor. They're going to fit me in because, you know, they're doing me a favor. But before then, I would have to go and get a negative COVID test. I am vaccinated. My doctor is vaccinated. You have to wear masks throughout the entirety of the building until you get into a room that is well ventilated. And the doctor who would see me and the nurses are equipped with PPE, the kind that's medical grade. And so they told me I had to get this test. I said, well, I'm not getting a test. The reason why I'm vaccinated is so that I don't have to jump through hoops to go see a doctor. So not only, look, I rearranged my schedule to go see the doctor who's very difficult to get an appointment with because, you know, I'm trying to breathe. That's incredibly important to me. However, now going to tell me I have to come. Yeah, you have to. You're going to tell me I have to come in and make a separate appointment, then wait 2 days for a negative test that we know is coming. And I tried to work with them. This is, by the way, the Polyclinic in downtown Seattle. I said to them, can I take an over-the-counter test, the ones that have been approved for emergency authorization use, like the vaccine? And they told me no. I would have to come in so they can see me take the test. So when you go in and you take one of these tests, at least at the Polyclinic, they hand you the swab to put in your nostril, which is exactly what I would do on my own if I went to the Bartell Drugs and picked one up, which is incredibly more convenient. And by the way, would cost me about $40 to do, but I was willing to do that because I was suffering. And so now I'm in a position where I ended up using our health insurance to connect with a virtual doctor who gave me the medication that I needed in the short term and gave me a plan to follow once the medication is done. And in the meantime, I am ditching the Polyclinic's asthma doctor, and I'm looking for a new one. I'm not going to go there anymore. I'm done.
Good, good. And when you find some things that make sense in response to the COVID and are founded on science, I want you to break that news on this show, and because I would be relieved to see that. And I would just say this, that the mRNA injections, like what we're learning now, there are plenty of cases where people feel okay and then die. Because they get this high viral load in their body because the mRNA injections hide the symptoms, but not the disease. They don't actually impart immunity. So are you legitimately not concerned that you might be building up a load of COVID in your beak?
I'm not concerned that I have COVID. Okay. If I do have COVID, I feel fine. I'm not in the age range that getting COVID would mean, that 2% likelihood of death. I say that not in a sarcastic way, because again, COVID can kill people.
0.23%. It's 99.87% survival rate.
It depends on your age. If I was 80 years old and I had three comorbidities, obviously the number is higher as far as the threat here. I don't fall into that category.
I know, but you spent all that time as a trucker. And that's, bouncing.
Yeah, but that
down
was pre-COVID. If anything, I'm going to get it from Tampa and from Dallas for CPAC and Student Action coming.
Right. So what's coming up on the Jason Rantz extravaganza with band and the whole band thing? You got them now playing you onto the stage. What's coming up at 3 o'clock?
Well, that's just me walking around the office, in fairness. So I'm going to jump into the city attorney's race because we found out some more alarming information about Nicole Thomas Kennedy, who is the police and prison abolitionist. Who is in a statistical tie with Pete Holmes and Ann Davison. Ann Davison, of course, everyone, please go ahead and vote for her for city attorney so we can turn this around. Apparently, she doesn't think that property crime is a crime. So we're going to dive into that. Plus, Jesse Waters from Fox News is going to stop by.
Awesome. Big deal. That's good. Jason Rantz Show, 3 to 6 p.m. on podcasts everywhere. Appreciate you coming on. Go with God's good grace, Jason. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Todd Emmert Show will continue after. Thanks for listening to the program. It's fun to have Jason on. We disagree on things related to the mRNA injections and such, obviously, since he's had them, and I will never get one. But we agree on many, many things. But it's actually, it's an interesting thing to look back on this radio station 7 years ago, 8 years ago, when we started working together. And I don't, I should have stopped Jason, and together, he and I together as morning drive, we say in radio, and afternoon drive, we should together thank you. Because it's the live radio in Western Washington and the podcast numbers. This radio station's podcast numbers really do lend it a national footprint. And that's Jason's work on Fox News and then my time on Rush's program, God Rest Rush. We just, I don't know that we have done enough to thank you. So I guess, and I know I speak for Rance when I say thank you for that. You know, Joe Biden used to be an epidemiologist. Can't even be my own straight man. Reporters. Like, did I just say that? Hey, I turned into a 16-year-old girl. Like, reporters have had enough of being all strapped up in woke masks. But, dot, dot, dot.
So how will the White House get Americans to start wearing masks when they've gone for more than 2 months without them? Will we see the president speak more about this? I mean, how exactly do you plan to push this publicly? And then along those same lines, on July 4th, the president gave his sort of independence from the virus speech. With respect to the president's comments, though, you, in retrospect, regret those comments. Do you think that that was wise at the time, considering, you know, they could make it tougher for Americans to take this seriously?
Is the summer of freedom, as the president described it, is that still operative now, given the change in the Delta variant?
The CDC data showed, though, on July 6th, that the Delta variant was the prominent strain, 51.7% of cases. So what took so long between then
even
and now?
Even higher now,
so as you know. So that's what led to the change in guidance. What is your message to Americans who are feeling whiplash right now?
So they're tired of this, but, dot, dot, dot. Let's imagine together, you and I, like Mr. Rogers. Let's imagine that I got to be in the White House press corps. Okay. Let's imagine that I got to ask a question. So, you get one and maybe a follow-up. What would my question be? I think my question would be this. The data from Israel shows that one is 7 times more likely to be infected with the COVID flu after getting these injections than if you've already recovered. Why are people who have recovered from the flu, who have better immunity, being told to shoot up with these drugs? And please, Jen, do not employ appeal to authority when you answer that question. Do not say, because we say so. And she'd say, because we say so. And she'd say, well, you're free to ask questions, and I'm free. Our public health authorities... Another question. In March of 2020, Tony Fauci ordered the CDC to change the way deaths are counted, no longer requiring a physician to know someone had a virus before dying from it through either culturing the virus or witnessing personally the symptoms thereof enough to make an educated opinion, issue an educated opinion, to simply guessing. Was that a good idea? And there's a reason that the people in the press corps are there and why they hate Fox News, because Peter Ducey will ask these questions. And fortunately, they have people like Caitlin Collins there who can't do math. She thinks that 200 cases is twice as many as 400. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Speaking of the media, New York Times. The New York Times has issued an article telling people if you've got the double mRNA injection, it's time for you to be angry. This is from the New York Times. I'll do it in this. This is my Grim Milestone voice. Do you know that, my news character? I'm Grim Milestone. As virus cases rise, another contagion spreads among the vaccinated. Anger.
frustrated by the prospect of a new surge, many Americans are blaming the unvaccinated. A tougher stance may vaxpire, experts warn.
I'm Grim Milestone. So the New York Times went shopping for, and the way this works in media is if you are not an ethical reporter and you want to run a story from a certain angle, you ask your friends, hey, do you know anybody who has gotten the mRNA injections and is really furious at people who haven't? So they went and found a dude named Josh, and Alex Berenson, a former New York Times reporter himself, calls this out. Here's a picture of Josh. He's got really good long hair. I don't know if he's bald on top because he's wearing a Karl Marx cap and a beard and glasses and a red tie and a vest and a sport coat to let you know he's really serious up against the brick wall. He's the guy who's really, really mad. He's featured in the article. He's so mad at people who haven't had the mRNA injection, but he has. Oh, and incidentally, he's a lawyer and a Marxist-Leninist. How do I know? Well, because that's his bio on his Quora page. He's a lawyer and a Marxist-Leninist, mad that you haven't taken the injections. I was just looking at this. Speaking of injections and lockdowns, Bill Gates' wealth is up, 31%. That's not that big a deal. Bezos, 88%. Wow. Google, Larry Page's wealth is up 114%. Sergey Brin, 115%. All since the medically useless, deadly, politically advantageous lockdowns of school children, but not abortion clinics. Now, to be fair, Elon Musk is against the lockdowns. His wealth is up 562%. Fortunately, there's freedom fighters in the country, but not the mayor. Well, no, there is. Fortunately, there's freedom fighters in the country. There's a mayor named Bill Wells. He's a mayor of a city named El Cajon. He's responding to the so-called mayor of San Diego. The so-called mayor of San Diego said he's going to give taxpayer awards to restaurants who won't let you eat there unless you got yourself the mRNA injection. So El Cajon's mayor, Bill Wells.
Hey, this is Bill Wells. I'm the mayor of the city of El Cajon. And I wanted to talk to you about a growing problem that I see happening in San Diego County. There is growing pressure placed upon restaurant owners and other business owners to verify people's vaccination status before they come into their establishments. I think this is completely and utterly wrong. It violates the right of privacy that Americans have always enjoyed. And it really violates the rule of law in the sense that it violates HIPAA laws. So if you're in alcohol business and you don't want to violate the rule of law and you don't want to violate people's privacy, then I'd be happy to give you a proclamation that you can place in your restaurant saying that I'm proud of the way you're doing things and we stand in solidarity.
Boom. See, now this is a stance of resistance. We have to take a stance of resistance. We have to. And a note to any business who polices this garbage. Well, ask for 2 extra servings of beans and rice. Because, well, I mean, look, your soul's worth something. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. Let's play a game, you and I. Let's play Joe Biden's dementia or true news story from Western Washington. Ready? Here's how the game goes. Listen to this and tell me if this is Joe Biden's dementia or a factual case from Western Washington.
I was reading about a case where a fella with a beard wearing a yellow sundress escaped or got out of released from a mental institution for the very insane, criminally insane, where he got out and stole a kind of earth mover, caterpillar, big piece of equipment. No, I got that wrong. He stole a school bus and he drove it across 2 counties. But because of the new laws, the police had to break off the chase. And then he got out of the school bus and he stole an earth mover and and drove it into a house to destroy it. He didn't have a monkey with them. A lot of people think chimpanzees are monkeys, but they're primates. My dead son Bo was a chimpanzee.
Everything but the chimpanzee part is a news story from Western Washington. Next hour, I will share with you a recent tweet from the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, wherein their canine team responded to a murder, it appears. They were there within minutes with a canine team. Except the suspect got away. Now, why did he get away? Because the dog could have caught him. Why do you think he got away? Tell you about that next hour. Right now, we're going to get into an award-winning feature starring Kirk Cameron. Actually, Kirk has nothing to do with this. He might be mad that I said that. Starring Nicolas Cage, he also. You know what's funny? I don't know any current actors. There's even actors I like. Like, I actually like the Guardians of the Galaxy series. I thought I would hate it. Wait. Brady, am I getting this right? Chris Pratt, is he a guy? Is he an actor? Boom! Hey, I got a pop culture thing. Cool. Let's get into
just a few more things.
It's a quick arrangement of news-like items laid out into a logical and sequentially ordered list, thereby inserting a sense of order back into a world being made purposely chaotic by the party because they benefit from chaos.
Thing one.
Now, there's no audio of this because it has been dutifully disappeared from the internet. But it's just a trip down memory lane courtesy of our friends at Newsbusters. 23 years ago, a journalist, say that italicized, a journalist, ha! Named Nina Burle told the Washington Post writer Howard Kurtz, quote, I'd be happy to give Clinton a, and then she uses a nickname for oral sex. I'd be happy to give Bill Clinton nickname for oral sex just to thank him for keeping abortion legal. But there was more. She said, I think Americans should be lining up with their presidential knee pads on to show their gratitude for keeping the theocracy off our backs. So she sort of set the template for the Mockingbird media, as we see
thing
in...
Two.
This is a slam against Justice Barrett on MSNBC.
The Supreme Court may actually overturn Roe v. Wade. I know this argument isn't going on for a long time. There's a real-life handmaiden on the Supreme Court. It feels like we're 10 minutes from living in Gilead.
Okay, so they're talking about the show A Handmaiden's Tale, based upon the series of books A Handmaiden's Tale, where an oppressive government... That's not conservatism, folks. An oppressive government makes women have babies. They are handmaidens. They are just forced to be breeders, as the sexual left calls mothers by choice, breeders. However, this is the same party that is telling women in California and Washington State and New York and other states, shut your mouth about the male rapist in the cell next to you. And if he rapes you, maybe you should just learn to enjoy it. After all, trans women are women. Next up, in just a few
thing
more
three.
On MSNBC, a regular there, has an opinion about women who are pro-life. This is interesting.
Right, after 26 weeks, we treat women like they're incubators with mouth parts. The case that was already in front of the Supreme Court for next year seeks to destroy that baseline demarcation of fetal viability.
Yes, saying to a woman, you have a living human being in your body who is now viable and can live outside your body, therefore you cannot kill that living human being, is just like treating someone as incubators with mouth parts. Exactly. Brilliant. Well, except there's the thing where you had the decision to date or not, to be intimate or not, to do intercourse or not, to having done intercourse or not, to use birth control methods and or pills, lotions, or other methods or not. There are those choices as well. Next up, in just a few
minutes. Thing four.
On CNN, someone named Anton, is that a person? I think so, said this about people who view Fox News.
Age 18 plus with at least one COVID vaccine dose by main source of news. CNN, MSNBC, 83%. ABC, CBS, NBC, 79%. Fox News, just 62%, Ryan. That's so disappointing.
Yeah, by the way, if you check those numbers, percentage of people who believe President Trump is Putin, 100% on the liberal media side. Ran out of time for thing five, and it was a doozy. We'll run it next hour. You'll hear Joe Scarborough, this thing that was going to be thing five. We'll run it so you can hear it. Plus, why did a murder suspect get away even though there was a canine on site? That's next.
Good morning. New merging protocols through the rent and S curves are keeping things pretty solid from 180th and Kent into Newcastle. Crews cleared an early.